Little Lily's on the line from Carrathool on school holidays. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Ray.
What are you doing in Carrathool, you little darling?
Well, yesterday I went, and Saturday I went to the Carrathool Camp Draft.
The Carrathool Camp Draft. Well, a time-honoured event, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Did you have a good time at the Camp Draft, did you?
Yeah, I rode my friend's horse, and while I was riding, she kind of got spooked and I fell off.
Uh-oh. You're okay, bud?
Yeah.
So you came off gently?
I fell off the front.
You went over a neck?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, Lily, you need to be more careful. You've got to get those feet into those stirrups, darling.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did the horse stop quickly, did it? Propped?
Yeah, I was trotting her and then she got spooked and she started bolting and then she went, it's at the racetrack and we're going along the racetrack and then she nearly went into the fence and went around and stopped in front of another fence and I went over the front and hit the ground.
Well, we can laugh about it and I can giggle, but oh, that's dangerous. If she was off at a full gallop and then stopped and propped and you went over the neck, that is a dangerous thing to happen.
Yeah, I'm all right, though. So.
Well, obviously, but I want you to be careful when you're going on friends' horses in future.
Yeah, and we also had this little pony.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really like running without a saddle, and we rode him bareback.
And?
We had a race, and he just walked the whole way.
What, on the racetrack?
Yeah, we had a race between three horses, and I was on him.
You're on the bareback pony.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't get out of a trot or a canter, he just walked?
Yep, just walked.
And but if he was under saddle, he'd gallop, would he?
He would only trot because he's old.
Oh, okay. We can't make him go any faster than a trot. Well, that sounds like an exciting weekend.
Yeah, and on Saturday it was really dusty here. We got kind of like a dust storm, and my hat blew away, and I had to chase it, and so did Charlie. So we were chasing our hats around. It was really fun.
You've had a fantastic weekend. You've gone into the camp draft. You've taken a tumble. You've bounced back from that. You've had a race on the Carrathool racetrack and you couldn't get out of a walk. And and they tell me that there's a big birthday coming up next month for you. What date is it?
The 11th of May.
And you're 14.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're 14. Only seems like yesterday you were a tiny little girl and now you're a young lady. Anyway, darling, I've got to keep moving, but it's lovely to hear from you during the school holidays. Love the mum and dad and your sisters and everyone else in Carrathool, okay?
Excuse me, Ray.
Yes, Lily.
My pop passed away on the 27th of February, and he was in the Navy and so was Gran. And I just wanted to let mum and pop's friends know that we're having a memorial service on Friday at the Watson's Bay Navy Chapel at 2 p.m. at the HMS A Watson.
Okay, that's in Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the family's coming to Sydney for a memorial service for Pop and Nan.
Yeah.
Well, that's very, very sweet. Yeah, I tell you what I want you to do for me. I don't want to impose upon you now, but I want you to go back and talk to Zoe and give me all the details so I can make an official announcement to one of your grandparents tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Good girl. See you, Lily.
See you, Ray.
See you, sweetie. You stay there, Lily. Don't hang up.